And more than 5,000 submissions have been made on a controversial plan to create a supercity in the Greater Wellington region. The public submissions closed yesterday. The proposal, drafted by Greater Wellington Regional Council, recommends merging the 9 councils in the region to create one single council with 8 wards and one mayor. But the majority of councils in the region are against the move, and last week close to half of the regional councillors voted to withdraw their support. Joining us now is the director of the think tank New Zealand Initiative, Oliver Hartwich, and the chief executive of the Wairarapa Chamber of Commerce, Stephanie Gunderson-Reid. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephanie, if I can just ask you first, it's not looking like it's in a particularly good space, perhaps. Why are you for this?
I think from a business perspective, we can see that the Wellington region is important to us, and we need that planning, that overall planning for the region to move the region forward. And we also believe that we do need a combined strong voice for government.
But Oliver, you disagree with that?
Well, I think one of the reasons for the amalgamation plans is, of course, to realise some network efficiencies. And I wouldn't contradict that there are some efficiencies to be gained. What I question, though, is whether you really need to amalgamate all existing councils in order to realise these efficiencies, or whether it wouldn't be possible to get these councils to cooperate with one another without actually merging them.
So you're saying, well, there could be better integration just with the current setup?
Absolutely. And we already have some part of integration, of course, when you look at Wellington Water. That is already a service that is integrated. When it comes to things like transport planning, for example, you could also get closer cooperation between the councils, but you don't have to merge them.
You don't think that it wouldn't just be simpler to merge it, have one figurehead and one structure that everyone was working within and towards?
No, in fact, I don't think this would be simpler, because we really want to see government closer to the people. There's a wonderful saying by Abraham Lincoln, of course, that government has to be of the people, by the people, for the people. I think it should also be close to the people, and you don't get that if you merge these councils.
Stephanie, if I can just come back to you, Wairarapa businesses, what you're speaking for, they're in great part for this, but this isn't something that the councils are backing you on. They're against the proposal.
Yes, they are against it.
And so why is the business community so keen and pushing for this supercity?
I think the business community actually understand the need for more combined planning, for people working together more, for that. I mean, I understand what Oliver's saying. However, what we have found is that not all councils do work together quite successfully, and we do feel that that's holding the region back.
Is there not a problem that the Wairarapa could become squashed, marginalised, if you like, even within some sort of supercity proposal, just because Wellington will be where there's the greater number of people and the greater focus?
That is something that people are worried about. However, I believe that with the local boards and with the structure of that, that the local opinion is still there, and the local boards have a lot more power than I think people are realising. And also, we have at the Chamber in our submission asked for a rural advisory committee to also be put in place, because we do believe that the rural voice does need to be heard by the council.
Oliver, if I can come back to you, you're saying that democracy should be close to the people. Do you think, because of Auckland having its own supercity now, what, that Auckland is less democratic?
Well, I think the Auckland amalgamation of supercity was also a mistake, and it didn't quite generate the efficiency savings that were promised. It was promised, for example, that it would lead to less bureaucracy, and it would probably lead to a slimmer council operation. Well, it actually hasn't delivered that. It's actually the same staff numbers and staff costs have gone up. And I think, arguably, democracy has also suffered, because you're now far further away from the people who are supposed to represent you.
Thank you very much, both of you, for your time. That is Oliver Hartwich, the director of the think tank New Zealand Initiative, and also speaking there to the chief executive of the Wairarapa Chamber of Commerce, Stephanie Gunderson-Reid. Thank you both very much.